Assurance.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
18. Seeing assurance.
Mm-hmm.
But I want y'all to come and worship with me and give him all the praise. Lift our hands to Jesus. Exalt his holy name.
Shout hallelujah. For
worship and praise the Lord with me. Come and worship with me. Come on, Wayne. And give him all the praise.
Lift your hands to Jesus.
Exalt his holy name. Shout hallelujah.
Worship and praise the Lord.
With me.
One of his male chorus songs.
Praise
the Lord, amen.
I was wondering why you were looking like that.
Wait for Wayne to sing the male chorus song.
I was singing low. I was letting you have it.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody's worship money. And verse me that is
hallelujah.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Praise yes, that's a really good grant. Thank
good
you,
to
Lord.
Be here. Good to be here.
Amen.
So good to be here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Right, Elders Bush?
Yes, it is.
Good to be here.
We're Buzz Graham.
Praise God. Where's Gloria this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I was debating where to get on the NAACP service this morning because we have our convention this week, so I decided to get up here.
Oh, okay. Well, so good. It's so good. So good to have you.
Thank
That's
you.
That's a word for you.
So glad you joined us. Good morning, Mary and Cliff.
Good morning, Mother Geese. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Bless you out of favor.
Amen. That's a good thing.
Favor. Amen.
Good morning, Juanita. Good morning, Junior.
Good morning, Auntie.
Good morning, guys.
How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Mommy, Auntie.
Sound like Jumbo going around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And good morning to my wonderful brother, Pastor Burnett.
Amen.
Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning.
This is day 192. Hey. And we're still here.
Hey. Amen.
Another day the Lord has made.
Thank you.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. Anybody Thank glad you. To be in the day?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Giving God some praise in your house.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is wonderful. He is magnificent. He is awesome.
Yes, he is.
Everlasting Father. He's the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace. He is our everything. Give God some praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Give us some praise like you're glad to be alive.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bible tells us make a joyful noise.
Amen.
Noise is loud.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. You can't do anything but say, oh, that's a noise for the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. You doing it for the Lord, that's all that matters.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He deserves all the praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. All praise belong to God. He is wonderful. He's magnificent. He's glorious. He's wonderful. He is almighty, all heaven, all loving and kind and merciful God. And there's none other like him.
There's none like him.
Amen.
No, not one.
Except us.
Not one. Amen.
Yes. In spite of our mess.
Oh, yes, Lord.
He kept us in spite of ourselves.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And his mercy continues to flow.
Yes.
Towards each of us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God. So I'm thank so you, glad to be God. In the house today.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep stop before him.
Yes.
I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
My feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Yes.
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to ask Deacon James to give us a prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for all your blessing. Thank you, dear God, for all the things that you have done for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
you continue to bless us day by day.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you. Thank you for dear God, for this opportunity to be on the service here with you, with one another, dear Lord. We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we ask your blessing upon those that's sick and shut in.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Those that's crippled or lame.
Yes.
Even those that's in prison, Lord. Have mercy on
them. Have mercy, God.
Keep us all in your care and in your will.
Yes, God.
We thank you, dear God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Bless this service this morning.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray. Yes, amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. He is glorious. He is wonderful. He is a good God. And we cannot praise him enough.
Amen.
We are so far behind in our debt of praise.
Oh, yes, Lord.
If we can stop this moment and don't quit. Sing our praises towards him day and night.
Amen.
100 years from now, we still be just a foot behind as we started out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because his praises and his blessings just continue to flow on and on and on and on and on. So when you miss out on something, that you can't get them back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just go praise him for what he's doing right then and there.
Yeah,
at this time we want our affirmation of faith coming from Master Dorian.
Man,
I thank Dorian. Oh,
Mike, Dorian. Steve Spencer.
Pastor,
his mic is moved.
He's mute. He's mute.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty.
Yeah.
That he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scriptures have said. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ, and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come as he promised to judge the world and to deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
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 We're glad that we're able to continue our praise for our God.
And yes. Amen.
We are moving on through the year. This is day 192.
Thank you, God.
The year's over half gone.
Amen.
God, amen.
God has blessed us and kept us through many things this year.
Amen.
He has kept us from even seeing and getting in contact with some of these things that's out here.
Amen. So,
therefore, we need to continue our blessing of praise to him because he is a wonderful God. And for our lesson today, we're going back into Matthew the 25th. And we're going to read 6, 7, and 8. Saint Matthew, chapter 25, verse 6, 7, and 8.
Can you repeat that?
Saint Matthew, chapter 25, verse 6, 7, and 8.
Thank you.
We were in this text a few weeks back, and Lord has directed me back to it again. Somebody is missing out on something. Okay. And we need to get it straightened out. Are we there?
Amen.
Chapter 25, verse 6. And at midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out. I want to talk to you today from this thought. Tell your neighbor, keep your lamps trimmed.
Keep your lamp trim.
And full.
And full.
Keep your lamps trimmed. And full. As we go through life, we run up with many things that cause snags and pulls in our spiritual life, as well as our physical and mental life. And if we don't be careful with how those things dragging us along and hindering us from giving God his best praise.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
We praise him through the things we do, the things that we say, the way we act, the way we believe his word and carry out his word in our daily walk. All that is praises unto God.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And when we fail to do that, that praise goes to the enemy, the devil. Remember, everything is unto God, unto the devil.
Mm-hmm.
We take it personally and make it unto ourselves.
Amen.
But it's not about you.
That's right.
It's not. It's about God.
Mm-hmm.
And now God can make us do what he wants us to do.
Amen.
But he never will.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to love him on your own.
Yes.
He wants you to follow him and obey him on your own. He tells us what he desires for us to do, but he does not make us do anything.
Man.
Okay. He's not going to give you eternal life and make you accept it as well. Okay. He leads you to where you need to go and tell you where to go and how to get there. But then if you don't do it, it's not his fault.
Amen.
It's our own fault because we don't want to do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some things that we need to cut off and cut out our mind, that desire to do what you want to do.
Amen.
How you want to do it. When you want to do it.
Amen.
Okay. But you got to learn to move on God's turn.
Yes.
God turns.
Yes.
Not your own.
Uh-huh.
You got to learn to do as God designed for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And not the way you want to do it.
Man.
The Bible tells us there is a way.
Mm-hmm.
It seemeth right unto man. But the end thereof is destruction or death.
My Lord.
So if you keep on following your ideas, your ways, pleasing flesh, pleasing self, you're going to wind up in hell. Because you didn't do what the Lord said do.
Mm-hmm.
You are instructed by the word.
Amen.
To follow Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesus told you in order to follow him,
mm-hmm.
you got to lay aside yourself, your ways, your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if any man should come after me, let him first deny himself and then take the cross and follow me. Denying self is the first requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Getting self out of the way. There is no good thing in the flesh.
Amen. Man.
And self means you no good because it's simply set up to please the flesh. The flesh is sin.
Yes, it is.
That we spend so much time dealing with. Pleasing it.
Mm-hmm.
and giving less time to our God. Self is sinful. It's flesh. Uh-huh. It can't go to heaven.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
It must be left here. Uh-huh. Okay. The scripture tells you flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
That's right.
All right. That's because it is sin.
Uh-huh.
David said we were born in sin. Shaped in iniquity.
Oh, yeah.
So when we came into this world, we came into this world as a sinner.
Amen.
And we need to trim some things out of our lives so that we can see Jesus and give him our life. See Jesus and glorify him.
Yes, Lord.
See Jesus and give him the deserved dues that he deserved to have.
Amen.
Okay, because he is our God.
Yes, amen.
He is our Savior.
Thank you, God.
He is our protector. He is the one to call on.
Yes, he
is. Whenever you have a need, whenever you have a desire, you should look to him.
Man.
He tells you to seek him first.
Yes.
And his kingdom and all his other things will be added unto you.
Unto you, yes, sir.
So we need to keep our lamps trimmed. And our vessels, our lamps filled. All so that we can run this race. Okay. But in order to run the race, Paul said, is it the author of Hebrews said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin.
Yes.
That so would easily beset us. And then let us run this race.
Yes, sir.
The patience that is set before us. And when we have these extra weights on them, it hinders us from giving God his just due. When we have the extra weight, it slows us up in the race. And we get behind on our praises. Get behind on our deeds. Get behind on the good things of life.
Yes.
When we start focusing on tomorrow, we miss out on today. When we focus on yesterday, we miss out on today. God give you one day at a time.
That's true.
You do your very best in that day that you can for the Lord. Because tomorrow will take care of itself.
Amen.
Yesterday is gone. Never to be brought back again.
Amen.
So you can't go back in it. Change nothing you did.
No.
You can't do nothing about it tomorrow. You haven't got there yet.
That's right.
All you got is today.
Yes.
And when tomorrow get here, guess what? It is still today. So I always say tomorrow never gets here.
That's true.
It's always going to be today, and tomorrow will be still another day away. Okay. So live today for today.
Yes.
Live today to do the things of today. And don't get behind.
Yes.
Or you try to catch it on tomorrow, you're missing out on today. So make sure you handle it today. That's why the author said, let not the sun go down
on your wrath.
On your wrath. Okay. So don't carry anything in tomorrow that's supposed to be handled today.
Great.
You got to take care of yesterday to today.
Yes.
You're going to miss today.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had to want to carry that day into the next day.
Yes.
And you're going to miss that day.
Mm.
And you're missing out on all of the wonderful things that God has for you.
Amen. Amen.
Let tell your neighbor, let it go.
Let it go.
Tell my Lord. Cast all your care.
Yes, yes.
On him. On the Lord. For he cared for you.
Amen.
Cast them. Okay. And everything else will be all right.
Yes, it will.
Okay. Don't hold on to them.
Mm-mm.
That's our biggest hang up.
Mm-hmm.
We want to cling to things that we can't do nothing about.
Amen.
Cling to things and hold on to things that we don't need or want anymore. Mm-hmm. We're hanging on it anyway.
Sure.
Okay. And we keep adding on and adding on and never cutting away.
Well, my Lord.
Keep that lamp trim.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see what you're doing. Now, for those young people who may not know what a lamp is, if you've seen the old-timey westerns, you see them have a light lamp. They have a globe on it. That's a little clear tube light thing that sit on the base part of the lamp. The base part contains oil in it. They also have a wick in it. And the wick is where you light the fire. The wick goes down into the kerosene that draws the kerosene up on top of the wick where it burns. Okay. And as it burns, it starts to get some lumps on it.
Yes, sir.
Some hard places. And this causes the light to burn uneven. And as it burns uneven, it causes it to smoke. A heavy dark smoke that eventually clouds the entire globe and cause your light to be almost non-visible. When you cut the hard places away from the wick, then that light clears up.
Yes, sir.
And starts smoking. When you got those hard places on you, somebody rubbed you the wrong way.
Talk about it, Pastor.
And you now got some kind of attitude. That's a hard place.
Yes.
You talking about them. You run them down to other people. You're mad with them.
Yes.
And some of them even pray against them.
Yeah.
Which you should never do.
Amen.
Okay. When you have those hard places, you need to cut them off.
Amen.
Because you're portraying the wrong person.
Man.
You call yourself saved, but you're portraying the devil.
Come on, preach it.
And you got to let that go.
Oh, yes.
You got to trim that hard place off.
Amen.
Okay. So that you can give God his glory. Yes. They say in everything, give him thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning each of us.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Everybody got to do it.
Yes.
Nobody is exempt.
That's right.
Come on now. You can't live holy enough for to clean up yourself.
Yeah.
Amen.
You got to cut that loose. The word so you lay aside every way, every sin that so easily get you out of tune with the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Amen. You need to cut that away so that you can see the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See the goodness of the day.
Yes, Lord, my Lord.
See everything that is God control and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to see it as wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We ought to see it as a blessing from God.
Amen.
Okay. And because somebody rubbed you the wrong way, doesn't mean that you're supposed to be mad with them.
Mad.
Be thanking them.
Oh, yes.
You're supposed to be rejoicing over the fact that they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, Silas rejoiced after being whipped by the Philistine prison.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And they rejoiced because they found it, they felt worthy to be whipped for the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But we were complaining about, Lord, why me?
Uh-huh.
Why not you?
Yes.
Look at all the things that God done for you. That's right. Look at Job.
Yes.
Perfect. Upright man.
Uh-huh.
Who feared God.
Yes, sir.
And eschewed evil.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And not done anything wrong because the words they were perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He was upright.
Mm-hmm.
Yet those bad things failed him. Why? Because God needed it for his glory.
Amen.
Right? And he needs you for his glory.
Yes.
That's
yes.
why he made you.
Yes.
He made you to give him glory.
Yes.
He made you to give him honor. He made you to give him praise.
Yes.
He is God Almighty.
Yeah.
Everything is his.
Yes, it is.
Including you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is like unto 10 virgins who took their lamp and went to meet the bridegroom. And five of those 10 people were wise.
Uh-huh.
And five of them were foolish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they that were foolish took their lamp.
Yes, they did.
And took no oil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you just got the lamp and the light that it had.
Mm-hmm.
Not taking no extra. For things not coming on time.
Amen.
Okay. They just took what they had that they thought was all they need for that day.
My Lord.
In other words, what you're doing, you're putting limits on the hardship, the limits on other things that may come your way.
Mm-hmm.
You put the limit on it. Take it as a you going to work. And you wait until the last minute to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now when you get out on the road,
tell it,
an accident's out there.
Oh,
and the crap is backed up for miles.
Amen.
There you sit.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck in traffic.
Yep.
And your job waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get there in time because you waited too late to leave.
Amen.
Okay. You didn't bring no, you didn't have no extra time in your schedule.
Mm-mm.
every minute counts.
My Lord.
On the day that you were going to do this, you just punch the clock at the time that says time is on the work.
Yep.
You just made it. Mm-hmm. But this day you're going to be late.
Uh-huh.
Because you didn't plan no extra time.
That's
in
right.
In your schedule.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what happened? These people that took the all, and that was all they need.
Lord Jesus.
The prize zone was there when they got there.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't complain. They ran on him not being there when they got there. And so they went. The foolish took no oil in their lamp. So that's in their vessel. So they had the lamp with oil in it and the gas can with no gas in it. Okay. And the wives took the lamp, the ball, and it had extra oil in the gas can. Okay. So when they get there, they may not need it. But in case the bridegroom didn't get there in time, they have plenty to last till he does get there.
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes it need to be prayed up.
Yes,
now, sometimes there come a time when you ain't have time to pray. You have to have some prayers already up there.
Amen.
Covering you.
Yes, sir.
Words that man ought to always pray.
That's right. Amen.
Okay. So we need to pray all through the day.
Yes.
All right. You need to be having a prayer meeting with God all day long. That's why you're giving him praise and giving him honor. All the day long.
All day long, my Lord, my God.
Okay. So, the wives took all in their vessel. And while they bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and left. Okay. All the wives had all. They could afford to sleep. They foolish didn't have none. They couldn't afford to sleep, but they slept anyway. Okay. Now I'm assuming that they wise before going to sleep, feel down out and prepare for the wait. But they didn't want that lamp to go out. But the foolish just had a little bit long enough to see how to go to sleep. And that lamp went out while they were sleeping. Somebody has locked the gone out while you sleeping on the Lord.
Yes.
You think you still got him with you. But he's not there with you.
Amen.
Okay. You think you got him where you needed to have him, but you don't have him in active in your life. You need to keep him active. Have a conversation with him.
Every day, all day long.
Talk to the Lord. Didn't he say, I give you perfect peace?
Yes.
Your mind is stayed on him.
Yes.
If your mind is not on him, you're not. If you're not talking to the Lord, you're not, your mind is not on him. If you're not giving him faith and glory and praise and praying for him and for his kingdom to come on this earth, like it's in heaven, you're not talking to him. You need to talk to him.
Amen.
God is. Everything.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. And he is our peacemaker. So you need to keep your mind on him. He'll give you perfect peace because when you're thinking on him, you can think about all the wonderful things he does.
Oh, yes. Thank
all
you, God.
The things that he's capable of doing. how he will protect you, how he will keep you, how he will deliver you, how he will give you joy and turn your sadness into joy. You need to keep your mind on him. And know that no good thing he won't hold from you.
Amen.
And know that everything you're going through, he got you covered.
Yes.
Amen.
So you don't have to fear. You don't have to worry. Because you got what you need.
Amen.
So then, all of us, so at midnight, the cry was made. And behold, the bridegroom coming.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Go ye out to meet him.
Uh-huh.
And then said, all those virgins, the wise and the foolish, got up and trimmed their lamps. But they, the wise lamp was still burning. They trimmed theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Now they foolish trying to make up. The crew, they trimmed their lamp, hoping that they can borrow somebody else's oil. Trimmed their lamp. And then they said to the wise, give us some of your oil. Our lamp was going out. But they said, not so. We give you a couple hours. The house enough to get inside the house. You got to go where you they sell it. And buy from them. What is saying? You need to go to that person that you've been holding a grudge against.
Yes, yes.
And get that part out of your life.
Damn.
Get that straight now.
Mm-hmm.
Go where you left your peace and left your trust in God. And get that straightened out. You need to go and get that love. The love is the vessel that, and it's also the fuel. Love is the gasoline or kerosene in this case. To keep things burning the way they ought to be burning. You need to go and get that love.
Yes,
you
need
to do that first work all over again.
All over again.
You didn't have enough love or trust in God.
Amen.
To be his person that he wants you to be. Trim your lamp. Keep them trim. And keep them filled. Filled up the love. And shut off everything that's not of God from off that wick. Everything that's not of God. Cut it off. And keep it filled up with love. Because see, you're saying if I cut it off, whatever I have, love going to fill that void. Love going to take it everything. Love forgive everything. Love will take care of every wrong thing in your life. Love for you to be all that God will have you to be. Love.
Yes, yes, my Lord.
You got to have some extra love. To when the bridegroom don't come when you call him.
Yep.
God's calling you, you calling God, and you don't think he showed up when you called him. You can have faith to wait.
Wait on him.
For the Lord. Wait on him. And be of good courage.
Yes, yes.
Wait on him. Don't wait worrying.
Wait.
Don't wait complaining.
Amen.
Don't wait. Talking about this one and running that one down. But give God some glory while you're waiting.
Yes.
Keep your mind on him. Give God the praise for him.
Uh-huh.
Say, Lord, I thank you. Uh-huh. The things are as well as they are.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you that I'm going through.
Yes.
Lord, I'm thanking that you're getting glory out of my life. Lord, I thank you. For you are all that I need.
Amen.
So he said, God came and the five wives went in. Mm-hmm. When the foolish got back,
mm-hmm.
after they went back to get everything straightened out, it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
When they got back, the door was closed.
Mm-hmm.
And they knocked on the door.
Uh-huh.
Saying, let us in. But he said, not so. The work was a vernicate.
Yes,
I
yes.
I don't know you.
Uh-huh.
Don't let the Lord tell you that.
Uh-uh.
It's so.
Trim off those rough places in your life.
Yeah.
Trim off those things that keeping you from doing the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Trim off everything that is not holy.
Amen.
Is not righteous. Trim it off. And if you got the first trim off self.
Yes.
Preach it, Pastor.
Once you get self trimmed off, everything else gonna fall in place.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But don't make it about you all the time. It's not personal.
Mm-mm.
It's a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a spiritual warfare.
Yes, we have.
We got to fight. And guess what the number one spiritual warfare is against? Flesh and blood.
Mm-mm.
And the word said there's no good thing.
No good thing.
In the flesh. So why we keep on obeying him? Okay. Tap the back of your hand and say, your bad self.
Your bad self.
Your bad
self. Amen.
All right. You need to tell them, set yourself down.
Amen.
Your bad self. You know how you tell them children sometimes. They be cutting all up and say, shut up and sit down. Your bad self. Tell yourself, shut up and sit down. Grab that high horse off you.
Amen.
Knock yourself off that high horse.
Amen.
And get yourself low and humble.
Uh-huh. Amen.
And everything's going to work out all right for you.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Trim your lamp.
Trim your lamp.
Get them trimmed. And make sure you keep cleaning up all.
Amen.
Not just in your lamp, but also in your vessel.
Yes.
So when your lamp starts getting low, you can just put the more oil in it.
Amen.
That's right.
And you ain't got to worry about like these kerosene heaters where with people get to wait till they cool off before you put the more oil in. Now with this oil, this spiritual oil, you can put it in with a loud burning bright, bright.
Amen.
Because it ain't that slow.
Uh-huh.
It ain't going to burn nothing up.
Mm-hmm.
But hatred.
Amen.
And we need to burn all that out of you anyway.
Yes.
Because you can't love somebody and hate them too.
Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
That's a hump that they need to get cut off out of that wick.
Yes, sir.
You say you love everybody, but truly you don't. When push comes to shove.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, you say, I can't stand it.
Mm.
How can you love me if you don't stand me?
Mm.
In other words, when you say can't stand me, mean you can't, just can't settle them. You can't get along with them. You don't want to them to be in your presence.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about pleasing you.
Right, amen.
It's about pleasing God. What if Jesus had done said the same thing and come off that cross?
Mm-hmm.
What if Jesus had refused to do what it came to do?
Mm-hmm.
And it came close to not doing it. He asked the Father to take it away from him.
Oh, yes.
But if it did, but if it's not possible for it to happen that way, then mm-hmm. let your will be done.
Amen.
And since we know that it's not possible for us to get to heaven any other way, we need to say, let your will be done, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. And joining on that song that said, if you need it in body, that verse says, well, Isaiah, send me. Trim your lamp and keep them filled.
Amen.
And your trimming got to be done every day.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
You burn the lamp all night. Next mm-hmm. night you didn't trim the lamp, it ain't gonna burn right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to trim it every day. And that's what we got to do in our lives. Keep on trimming.
Amen.
And everything else is gonna work out.
Thank you.
And heaven's power is upon you. All right. Anybody got a song to sing?
God is not dead, he's still alive. Oh, God is not dead, he's still alive. I can feel him in my head, I can feel him in my feet, I can feel him all over me. Oh, God is not dead, he's still alive. Oh, God is not dead. He's alive. God is not dead. He's alive. I can feel him in my head. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. Oh, just a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Just a little light of mine. Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
And a special request.
I have a special request that I asked some. I spoke with them at Sunday school this morning, and I asked them to please keep me in prayer.
Amen.
My condition is getting worse instead of better. They did another MRI, and it's like 4 or 5 of my discs done gotten worse, and it's bulging out more, and right now it's resting on the nerve. And with it being resting on the nerve, it causing a lot of severe pain, whereas I can't hardly walk and I can't hardly stand up. So I'm just asking y'all to keep me in prayer.
Amen.
I told me I have to have surgery, so I didn't want to have a surgery in New York, but I talked to a doctor in South Carolina, and I'm supposed to go in on the 27th for him to look at the MRI to see what they can do for me.
I can say I had that same problem, L4, L5, from a car accident. That's your sciatica nerve. The L4 and L5 is pinching your nerve, causing pain to travel down your leg. And what helped me was the chiropractor.
The chiropractor was able to help me because all of my discs is completely gone. I got 23 bad discs and completely all of them is gone.
Oh, yeah, 23 discs bad.
Yes.
But tell the
cervical, lumbar, and thoracic.
Okay, the sciatica, you can put ice on it, on your back, and sleep with a pillow between your legs, and don't not too much sitting and not too much standing at the leg.
They try all of that on me. I've been going through this ever since 2003.
Okay.
So, and I've been seeing doctors ever since 2003.
I had it longer, but I had disintegrated this.
He's able.
Amen. He's a healer.
Yeah.
Yes. And tell the devil he's a liar. I tell you, every time I walk, my ankle was hurt. And I said, the devil's a liar. Ain't nothing wrong with my foot. And I walk again and hurt a little bit. I said, the devil's a liar. And the third time, the pain's gone. And that's what I do.
Amen.
I have faith.
That's
you. Keep the faith and trust in God.
Easy.
This is an announcement for the ushers. Don't forget that on next Sunday, it's a Sunday that we were supposed to be serving our ushers anniversary. So please don't forget your obligations as an usher. Please don't forget your obligations and your finance on next weekend. Thank you.
Also like to make an announcement. Our mothers and deacons, our next scheduled meeting is August the 14th at 9 a.m. August the 14th at 9 a.m. Mothers and deacons.
Thank you, Wayne.
And I'm asking prepare for Kim and Jim McIntyre, please.
Bless Lord.
Asking prayer for my husband, Reverend Chester McLaren. He will be in surgery on Tuesday. We don't know what time yet.
Bless him, Lord.
And I'm asking prayer for my daughter, Tiffany, and my granddaughter, Ashley.
Bless him, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Also pray for my mother, Lorraine.
Bless your Lord.
My mother, Regina Mosley.
Bless her, Lou.
I'm asking prayer for me and my family.
Bless them, Lou.
Amen. We all Amen. Need prayer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Let us pray. I tell my God, we come before your presence now, knowing that you are God and God alone, and there's no problem too great for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, therefore, what is the condition that has been called out, and those who ask for prayer in the name of Jesus, and those that didn't ask for prayer. And you move in a minor special way.
Have your way, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. But we realize that everything that's going forth is definitely good.
Pray
that God will remove pain from our bodies, and that your will. In the name of Jesus, bring healing to those places that's not right. In the name of Jesus, bring healing in the body, physical healing, spiritual healing, and mental healing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Work on God, and we come against because you say you are the Lord our God that healeth thee. And we prosper and be in help, even as our soul prosper. As our soul prosper, God, we are our help prosper. In the name of Jesus, pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Bound pain in every walk of life and every body that has pain. We bound it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Bound things on earth and you're bound them in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so I bound in the name of Jesus.
In the name
right
of
now,
Jesus.
Pain in everybody's name.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. I bound it from the word.
Healing. In the name of Jesus.
And I call it the word of God. In the power of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. It is bound.
Deliver, Lord. In the name
by
of
the
Jesus.
Word of God. It is bound because it said we are healed by his Christ. And by the Christ of Jesus, we command that the pain be gone. In Jesus' name, amen, amen,
amen,
amen,
amen. Well, all right, good folks. We've had another blessed service.
Yes, we
Amen.
Keep your light lamp trim and full. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen. Good word, Pastor. Good word.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Great day, everybody.
You need to.
May the grace of God, the community of the Holy Spirit, rest through in the Bible's name for every woman. And the people of God say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.